So here's a quick summary, what your homework is, if you will, ask the listing agent. Number one, get the data to defend your price. Scan it in to a PDF or some type of document that you can send to purchasers prior to an offer happening. Number two, have all the paperwork ready for a buyer. What we're talking about here, again, is your offer packet. Be proactive and be prepared that when the buyer comes through, they don't slow the process down because they think you're way overpriced, they don't have the data, they don't have the paperwork, so be prepared. And what this is going to do is build trust and confidence that the buyer understands that you know what all the next steps are, from title companies, attorneys, pre-qualifications, etc. Lastly, if a person's running track, I remember back in high school where, you know, if you weren't on the track all the time and getting better and better, faster, swifter, in better condition, you're just not going to win the race. So the probability of winning went up with being prepared. Well, that's the thing with this. As you run the race, if you will, as a buy owner, the probability will decrease if you don't do these things. And our goal is to prep you to say that this has a high probability of your success, even if you're in a good area, hot quadrant. If we're not having this offer packet, all this information, we're not going to increase the probabilities. And our goal is to see if we can help all these people selling by owner. In part, again, the longer you stay by owner, the higher probability is that we may have a buyer that is a match for your home. So we'd love to support the buy owner and say, stay the course. You don't have to list with a realtor. And if you're prepared in this particular area. So the additional audios we'll go into will also be about how to market the home more effectively, how to screen buyers, and just a much more process we can walk you through. All right, thanks for listening.